Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
My name is Anna. I'm from Russia.
Is it true that in Russia you can marry a woman with just $500 a month salary?
Actually, we don't care about money, but it's very important to see how your husband loves you.
Nobody knows why liars lie.
First, you need to know each other more. What is the person? What is his personality characteristics? Not about a salary, like you earn, for example, $500 or $1,000 per month, and you can just buy a wife. No, it's about the feelings, how you can love your future wife.
Lying, bitch.
No, you could buy a wife. I'm sure there's women for sale. Look, there's women for sale everywhere.
We're just here for the chicks. And the filthy ones.
It's just a matter of what's the price. This sounds good. It sounds good. Look for a woman who has a practical view on relationships. I mean, I get it. Women are into feelings, but don't get with a woman who's all about feelings. It's all about love and feelings. Because, look, feelings change. And the moment you're not making her feel the way you made her feel when she was 21, she out of there and she's going to break up the whole family.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
If you are going to take a woman serious, it need to be a woman who feel like, look, regardless of my happiness and how I feel, I'm not breaking up this family for anything. That's the type of mentality a woman should have. I'm willing to sacrifice my happiness to keep my family together. If a woman don't feel like that, yeah, you already know what's coming later down the line.
Russian woman and Western woman.
I think most of Russian girls can cook, but most of Western girls, they cannot cook. Russian girls, they try to keeping a healthy body, eat healthy food, not eating fast food, and go to the gym regularly.
That's cute, but all of them lose their mind once they looks fade. And all of them get tired of doing the same thing over and over, you know, the mundane nature of being in a healthy relationship. Look, I'll admit it, being in a healthy relationship is boring. You know what I mean? And she's going to resent you when she's 56 that she doesn't look like this anymore. And she's going to take it out on you. Just never lose sight of that future, though, regardless of how good a woman talking. It's not the case 100% of the time, but it is at least 85% of the time. So it's a matter of you gambling. Do you think you're going to get with a woman that's going to end up being one of those 15%ers?
I highly doubt that.
I love telling people that I like nice guys because they just get so confused. They're like, oh, what's your type? And I'm like, I like nice guys. And they're just like, wait, what? Like, what are you talking about? You like nice guys. Like, it doesn't make sense to them. But what doesn't make sense to me is why more women don't go for the nice guys.
Okay, but do you go for the slightly attractive nice guys? Or do we got to be a super hot nice guy? Do you go for the basketball-heighted nice guys? Or will you go for a 5'9", 5'10", nice guy?
Next question, please.
She ain't gonna mention that. No woman wants an average man. Every woman on the planet want a man who's top 15% in some type of area. I'm not saying they're wrong for it. You gotta have something going for you. You know, who doesn't want somebody who has something really good going for them? But they try to make it seem like they're so humble and down to earth because they'll date a nice guy. She still wants you to be top 15% in two or three other areas, especially if she's not ugly.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
So, look, I'm just highly skeptical. If you like nice guys, okay, where's your boyfriend? But yeah, when they say stuff like this, they're trying to get you to think that they would just date an average Joe long as he's nice. Not the case.
That is bullshit.
Girls complain all the time on TikTok and to their friends about having bad dating experiences and just like being treated badly, or like this guy turned out to be a jerk or like a douchebag, but it's like they're not looking for someone to be a nice person or a good person as like a prerequisite for someone to be with them. It's like not a requirement. And like after the qualification of looks, because we're both men and women, like you have to like be hot to them to even be of like interest.
I told you so.
But like beyond that, like the things that women mention that they're looking for is like someone who's like tall.
Those women are looking for a nice, hot, you know, tall guy too. You're all still looking for the same guy. They were hoping that he's somewhat nice. Look, when women say nice, they don't really mean nice.
What? What are you talking about?
They mean still be that confident jerk, but be nice enough to stay with me and treat me halfway decent. That's what they mean by nice. A guy who's a tall, handsome a-hole, but he's nice enough to stay with me and still, you know, take me out on dates and, you know, at least call me once a week.
I'm not hard to get. Like, as far as I'm concerned, I'm all yours for some physical touch and a bag of chips. It doesn't take a whole lot to get there. The bar's on the floor.
Just acknowledge my existence after you plow me. That's their standard for nice. I'm glad I could be here to give you these dumb bitchinese translations.
Or like 6'5", blue eyes in finance, like that kind of man, like someone who has a good job or just like has a nice car. Like it's all these external things that has nothing to do with like who they are as a person. And honestly, like the type of car someone drives and like how much money they make is not a predictor of like how that relationship is going to go or like how that guy is going to treat you. And at least for me, the way I see it, I'm someone who's very particular about who I exchange my energy with.
Right.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
And I'm fully aware that there are a lot of messed up people out there and that men are capable of a lot of violence and mistreatment and discrimination towards women, which is why I'm attracted to nice guys.
Subvert the patriarchy.
Down with the patriarchy. That's the message.
She's an effinist. Did you hear that? The shame and language. Yeah, I know men are really violent. And nope, she's an effinist. All you gotta do is just keep letting them talk. You know, it was some guys probably watching this video. Oh, she seemed cool and down to earth. Save her at all costs, bro, and all that dumb shit. Nope.
I like them as nice as they come. Like, right. When they're really cool and nice and normal, when they're talking to you and they're not, like, playing mind games or, like, ego tripping the whole time. And when they have had the same group of friends forever because they don't do anything whack. And when they have, like, a good relationship with their parents and they have a good reputation in all the spaces they occupy, like school and work and, like, social circle.
How many a-hole tall chads did you have to get plowed by before you learned this lesson, though? Do you still got your V-card? Like, some of the women actually do wake up, but it's usually too late after they're already damaged or after effinism already got to them.
And when you can just tell that they, like, have their head and their heart in the right place and they, like, want to do things for people and, like, they act in ways that are kind, like, they help old people carry groceries to their car, like, I don't know.
So you should definitely have a boyfriend because there's plenty of guys like that who would die to have a girlfriend who looked like you. I'm not saying you're a model, but you're not a bad-looking girl, I don't think. So you should have a boyfriend today. There's guys like that in your inbox right now.
I ain't forgot about that shit. Y'all niggas think I forgot, nigga. I ain't forgot about none of that shit.
So here I am at work.
What kind of shit is that?
Pondering why people say when you're single, oh, just stop thinking about finding someone and they'll just appear.
Why the fuck are you making this video at work? You too old for this shit. You should be fired on the spot. This is absolutely ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself, Grandma. Get back to fucking work. See, men don't have this type of free time on the job because we would be fired. Never mind. Go ahead and continue, Grandma.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
I can't stop thinking about it. I just want them to appear. It's the holidays. I would like a partner. I'm sure there's other single men out there that are looking for a partner.
You got something better to do, and it's not you.
No, they're not looking for a partner. They're looking for a submissive woman to get on their program. We're not partners. I'm your leader. We're not equal. So that terminology right there is going to turn off every man who was stupid enough to consider you in the first place. And things don't just appear. See, this is women's reality. They think shit just appear. Because throughout their life, a lot of times things do just appear for them. They don't really have to put in real work for it.
And this whole online thing has been nothing but nonsense with Messenger. So I'll pass. I don't know why he can't just be in the vegetable aisle at the grocery store.
Because life's not a fucking movie. Why don't you get that at this advanced age?
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma? How about...
You're not just going to bump into the love of your life casually in the produce section while you're picking up a banana. It just doesn't work like that. And if you do bump into a guy, he's going to be like, oh, sorry, Grandma, and just keep it moving.
May God have mercy upon any guy that get with you. You will destroy him, his children, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house. So I pray.
You know why you're having a trash experience online? Because you're part of the dating trash. Nobody wants an old lady, not even an old man. Because you already know he got to be athletic and he got to like to travel and he got to be financially stable. If he's all that, he can get a 28-year-old to tickle his pickle, even at 72. So just focus on something else. How about you focus on your job? Like what you should be doing right now instead of making this video. Nobody wants to take an old clown serious and date that make TikToks while she at work. You probably remind them of the lazy bitches that work at his job.
Please tell me I am not the only one of us women over 50 who's feeling this way. Because it can't possibly be just me. Do you find the thought of having a relationship completely exhausting?
Well, how do you think men feel? Can you imagine being in a relationship with you? An old nagging hag who got a TikTok account at 50, at a half a century, she got a TikTok account.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
Just the thought of being involved with someone and having to adapt to their routine and do things according to their preferences. And this is no shade being thrown at anyone who's happily married, who is in a great and fulfilling relationship. Kudos to you. I wish you nothing but happiness, love, and bliss for the rest of your days.
Well, no, that's not a relationship. And see, that's why you can't fathom, you know, compromising and, you know, basically being a decent human being, because you've never been one. So you still have this fairy tale idea of what a relationship should be or what a good relationship should be. It should be bliss and happiness and continuous joy. No, that's not a relationship. And people who have been in successful relationships know that's not a relationship. It's ups and downs. It's compromises. You're going to be mad sometime, sad sometime, happy sometime. It's just the swings of humanity. That doesn't mean you're in a bad relationship because sometimes you're unhappy or sometimes you're annoyed. See, you can always tell a woman's dating history and the experiences she's had or the experiences she hasn't had based on how she talk about relationships. If she's talking about it like it should be peaches and cream, she's never been in a real relationship before.
Talking right now to the other women who, like myself, are just feeling like I am so in tune with what I want to do with my life. There is no room for anyone else. I mean, I guess, you know, someone to go out to dinner with once in a while, but no long-term commitment, no living with anyone. Is anyone else, any other woman in that 50 and above?
This whole threat of women, oh, you're going to grow old and die alone. No, we're not. That's not a threat. We have our friends. We have our sisters with us. Did you ever see the Golden Girls, my dude?
Oh, my God.
That's not a cautionary tale. It's a goddamn victory lap.
If you were so happy in that position, you wouldn't be looking for validation talking about, is there anybody else like that out there? Please validate my existence. You know what I mean? We don't believe that you're happy with it. And I don't think you're fighting men off with a stick. You're definitely not fighting tall, fine, handsome, you know, financially well-off men off with a stick.
Absolutely not.
Because see, look, I call cap. When women say, no, I'm happy alone, I'm too busy. So, okay, since you're single by choice, that's what you're trying to spin here. You telling me, like I said, if a 6'3", fine, well-built man who was a millionaire was trying to holler at you and get with you, you'd be like, nah, I'm busy. I don't really got time. I can't really deal with you like that. Cut the sh.
Stop the cap.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street. Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.